have you ever heard of maybe putting down a temporary bed for a child to sleep on, just something on the floor?
Pallet. My mother used to fix that for me to sleep on when I was a little girl.
Is that right?
I'll be afraid of a child to sleep on the floor. So many different kind of insects crawl around on the floors, you know?
Yeah.
Like spiders, things like that, mites going on and biter. I won't say one thing, but I won't say where that woman did. She had a baby about just big enough to sit alone. Put a bath till they paid water, let the water run in. They had a wash rag. And, of course, the child gets tired playing, you know. He's going to sleep, but he's drowned.
Oh.
She done to him that way. They got the first one, been enough, but the second one, she done the second one, same way. She get busy doing something, she said, forget about it, and said, don't know, he's going to sleep, but he's drowned.
Hmm. Terrible.
And I heard my mother talking about a woman had a child. Every time she basically didn't whip the child, she promised it, you know. He put it in this dark closet. So now you're a baby, so that's not a bird going to get you. Careful, you know. The girls are calling, screaming, crying, you know. She going to do her housework, and she going to better let think about it. Go in there, everything's dead.
Oh.
And she going to a doctor, and told a doctor about it. He said, you just frightened the child to death. Just when you wet, it's wet.
That's awful.
So I don't believe in whipping it, I'm even punching it.
Yeah.
Well, her husband whipping it with punching like that. My mother never did do that. My mother punched one time, but she stayed there with me. She told me, she made me sit down in front of the bed.
Mm-hmm.
I went off. Well, we went about 6 hours or 3 hours from a railroad track.
Mm-hmm.
I decided I would go out there and see if I was coming down the railroad track. Nothing. I just started coming back home.
Yeah.
Mama got scared and she pressed me, made me sit down by the foot of the bed. But she stayed there with me. I think something happened to me.
Yeah. I wanted to ask you a little bit about the different types of land. Have you ever heard farmers talk about a type of land that was kind of low-lying land, real good to grow things on? It might have been, might have had some water on it at one time, but the water would be, you could plow it later after the water was gone.
No, I haven't heard farmers talk that way.
Have you ever heard them talk about bottom land?
Yeah, like a weather bottom land. Mm-hmm.
Was that generally pretty good land?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Or say,
you know, it used to be, no, not to you too much.
No, it's okay.
Like it used to be now, and right here a river, you need a bunch of trees. Elm trees, you know?
Mm-hmm.
People used to go down there and cut them down. Make furniture with them, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Make couch,
mm-hmm.
chairs, and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they done that, and they decided to cut them all down. Cause that's, they said that shade caused a skinny hatch raised in the river. So they said they cut all trees down away from the river. So we don't have no, we have that low land. Like it's Greeks now. They have a pump. They put that garden down there. Plow it up, you know. Put that garden. Like this hot weather, dry weather.
Mm-hmm.
They got a pump down there. They pump that water out of the river. Irrigate their land.
Mm-hmm.
That's why they have good luck with their garden stuff, you know. And they take them and put them on the market and sell it.
Mm-hmm.
Like spinach. If they want to raise, you know, sell.